How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
Okay, we're back, baby. It's season three. It's episode three because I started over because we need a little refresh because my vibe refreshed. And today I have a very fun episode. I actually stole Callan's friend quite literally from her house because she's in town visiting Callan. I'm not joking.
You're not joking.
And I go, what are you to Callan? And I'm not going to tell you who it is yet, but she's here. And she was like, her friend. I'm like, you're not her like boss or mentor. And she's like, well, we mentor each other. I'm like, yeah, but you're so legit. I'm like, frick, they're all like, I'm just surrounded by the coolest people. And also thanks to Callan because she brings in the best human beings together.
She does.
But Steph Wigner is here and she is the most incredible human already. We're literally like bantering, laughing. And then we're like, we probably should record an episode soon. Or I mean, maybe within the evening if we can. I'm like, sorry, Callan, I'm stealing your friend. But Steph has a podcast, The Wealthy Practitioner, which is a freaking amazing podcast. And she's going to talk about her story and explain really what she talks about. But she started in the chiropractic world and then expanded really as a business mentor. So of course, not all of us listening are chiropractors. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about business. We're talking about mindset. We're talking about attracting abundance, overcoming adversity, rewriting your story, and what your life should or what you want it to look like. So today's episode really is about like mindset and rewriting your mindset. And I think mindset could be the most powerful thing to be able to have a good lifestyle and like live and do the things you want to do. Like,
absolutely.
Because my umbrella now is like wealthy, like living wealthy. And that is really a huge, huge piece of living wealthy is having a good, strong mindset.
Absolutely.
So welcome to the pod. Welcome to Well Set.
I'm so, so pumped to be here. I feel so cool in your vibey little studio. I'm like, okay,
Don't tell them what's down here. If you look, if the camera's not angled correctly, you'll see a little blue tape down below. You'll notice that Steph is in a different chair than I'm in. Sorry.
Fine. I'm
too bad. So sad. Is your chair comfortable?
It's comfy.
Yeah,
I'm
so
perfect.
People can, you know, they'll be fine. I was laughing because I told Steph I was walking in here and I was like, oh yeah, sorry. I literally sold my chairs like a week ago because I hated them one day. That's how psychotic I am.
I love it.
I also have to tell a funny story before we start because I just think if anything funny happened to you, please chime in. But I last night, I'm getting ready to coach. I'm not sleeping because I'm freaking sleepy as hell. And I just like to start with a funny random update. And I coach at 6 a.m. You guys know I wake up so freaking early. It makes my brain, like literally my eye twitch right now. And I wasn't sleeping because I was so stressed. So I was kind of tossing and turning and Mixon, one of my cats is sleeping on my pillow. And I think some of my hair got on him and like my hair is kind of a mane. So it could be, you know, you could think maybe that's a squirrel. Maybe that's, you know, some sort of raccoon situation coming over to him. He attacked my head. Full blown attacked my head. I showed Steph a gash in my forehead.
It's like massive.
No, like in under my hairline and like three over here on the back of my head. Cause he thought he was asleep. He thought he was being attacked. And, so anyway, I had my mouth tape on because you know, girly loves the mouth tape. And I'm like, like trying to yell to Jordan. Cause he just attacked my head. I wish people could have seen it. It was the most ridiculous psychotic night. And then I woke up 5 minutes later from my teaching. So,
you're feeling strong today.
I'm feeling good today. Yeah, totally. It's tubular. So that is my little update for you of my how I'm living wealthy.
Yeah, and you're still showing up amazing. You know, that's the point is like, I have this, you know, I'm just going to dive into it a little bit. I have this phrase that I say that's bitch, don't quit.
Oh, shit.
So like a bitch might cry. She might want to give up, but she does not quit. And you are embracing that mentality today.
Oh my
today.
God, I always do. I'm like, oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Bitch, don't quit.
Yeah.
No I'm matter what, use
BDQ,
that.
Baby.
BDQ. Oh, shit. I like that. I'm going to use that. I am so excited to share all of your mindsets because even though we're like, we've met via electronics,
yeah.
But also
we're
in person.
Friends.
Yeah, we're Insta friends. I'm like, I'm so excited for you to share all your knowledge because you have so much knowledge to share. You lead like straight up biz retreats for people with like multi-million dollar companies and stuff. Like, yeah. I mean, you explain a little bit of what you do now, and then we'll go backwards of like your story.
Yeah. So I primarily spend my time coaching entrepreneurs inside of their biz, helping them grow it to $1 million plus. And then outside of that, I do events as well and like retreats and things like that. So I don't know if you remember when Callan was at a couples retreat before she was a couple.
Yep, I remember
she was my designated chef.
I was like, you're going on a couples retreat? But wait. And I'm like, never mind. I don't know.
Sounds good. Cool.
Sounds good.
But we were in this beautiful beach house mansion on the beach in 30A, Rosemary Beach. And it was so beautiful. And that was like a couples retreat that we hosted. So we were really kind of being like, hey, because similar to you, I'm called the wealthy practitioner. And wealthy to me is money's an aspect of it, sure. But it's so much more about how you show up every day, how you feel, who's in your life, the kind of love that you're experiencing. And so that retreat in particular was like, hey, let's kind of forget about the business and the stress that comes with that. Let's just get super centered with your partner and spend the weekend in this beautiful, abundant place and really calling in like the next vision and the next version that you guys want to create together.
Wow.
So that's kind of how I spend my time now, is really just pouring into people around me.
How do you not get exhausted from doing that and pouring into other people?
So
just out of curiosity.
I do get exhausted for sure. So
it's a beautiful thing, of course, and I love doing it too, but I'm just saying it can sometimes be like, I'm carrying the energy of others.
Totally. And I am a projector as a human design. And so we have like very short energy batteries. We are not like go, 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 no matter what. We have batteries. And when that battery is expired, like homegirl needs to be left alone.
Literally.
And are you a projector as well?
Yep,
I'm a projector. My gosh. Yep. No wonder we love each other.
I'm like, and it makes sense. Okay, got it.
The same thing that exhausts me is what fuels me. So like, yes, it's exhausting being in person, holding space for all these people. Similar to you, you love events. You know why? Because you're a projector.
I know. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because the energy in person is so different. It's why you don't like doing virtual podcasts.
Oh my, I didn't even ever apply it to that ever. Yes, I haven't thought about it like that at all. Yeah, you're right. And it also gives me permission to be like, that's why I am the way I am.
Yep. It's in my DNA, baby. I can't change.
I'm like, oh my God, hair flip. Okay.
But I also love the energy that I gain from being in person and like going off of each other's vibes and things like that. So as long as I have some time on the back end, anytime I plan an event or a retreat or things like that, I know I'm not working for like 2 to 3 days after that. Yeah. So I'm going to the spa. I'm going to take some time. I want to journal also about the experience and what came through for me, like how it was so expansive and things like that. And so I really make sure I create space for that on my calendar because it is exhausting.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very, I'm going to call it abnormal, like lifestyle and like way to make money, you know, air quotes, abnormal, right? My old thinking. But can you tell me about like, how did you even know how to get where you are right now? Because you did not start being the boss, like teaching everybody how to be better and being amazing. I mean, you always were a boss, I'm sure. But like, how did you go from post, I don't know, college maybe to where we are right now?
Yeah. So originally I went to undergrad and then I decided that I wanted to do something in healthcare and I decided to become a chiropractor. So I went to school. That's an additional 4 years. And I just knew that I wanted to help people through that. That's like kind of a signature theme for projectors is we just want to help people. We don't really care what it looks like. And so I super pumped up for chiropractic. Always say chiropractic is my first love. It's how I met my husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we met at chiropractic school.
Oh, cuties.
Mm-hmm.
He's also
a chiro?
Yeah.
On the first day of school in the parking lot, like total cliche. And we moved out to the East Coast. I'm originally from the Midwest in Kansas in a small town on a farm. And we live in Jersey. Yeah. And so we were like, okay, let's go out to the East Coast, start our career, that sort of thing. And I had a position, a job, and it just wasn't feeling super aligned with my soul. And I was like, listen, I didn't uproot my entire freaking life to move across the country to be miserable and work 6 days a week. Like I just did it. And I'm not going to do this for the rest of my life. So I pretty much said to my boyfriend at the time, I said, listen, this is terrible. I'm going to move back to Kansas. Like you can either come with me or not. He came home one night and I'm like crying on the couch. And so a little fun side note is, you have to pass 4 parts of boards to become a chiropractor.
Yeah,
my husband couldn't pass the last part the first time he took it. And back then, forever ago, it took 6 months to take it again. Oh. So he was working for 1-800-GOT-JUNK, like cleaning out hoarders' homes in New York City.
No freaking way.
Yes.
Like, so you guys are like scrappy dappy over there.
Doing whatever we could. We lived in the crazy lady's basement because the rent just for her basement was $1,000 a month and it was all we could afford. Oh my and this God. Is even like 10 years ago, you know?
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. And so,
and also like, by the way, this is like everyone thinks, okay, you leave chiropractic school. You're like, you've made it. You're good.
Yeah. You're like, and you're a doctor. Like,
this is it. You're a doctor and yeah. off you go.
Yeah.
And this is so true. I think for a lot of like listeners, even too, that like, okay, I got my degree. That's
you're
it.
You're supposed to have it all
and
figured
now
out.
I'm aligned or yeah. And then you go to do the thing that you are air quotes supposed to love. And like, you're telling me in the story and you're like, yeah, I literally can't stand it. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to school for journalism. For me, I would never be able to be a journal, like an anchor. I would hate it. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely despise it. Like now an arm offshoot of that. Great. But I'm just saying like, totally. Imagine the feeling that you're having sitting in this crazy woman's home
yeah.
basement, all you can afford right now. Being like, I just got a degree in this and I freaking hate it.
Well, and I didn't hate chiropractic. Or at least I hated the job
is yeah. what I mean. But like, I mean, yeah, you just move. Like
you think that it was my dream job. I applied 4 different places and I got the highest offer at the dream job. And literally like 4 or 5 months in, I'm like, this ain't it, bro. This is not it.
What the hell? I know. Oh God.
And so then I was like, okay, I don't know how to start a business. I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm just going to do it because I'm not going to do this. And I think a similar position is probably going to feel similar to how this feels. And I don't like right? this feeling. And so, boyfriend at the time, so now my husband, he had a position. He was like, you know what, babe, go do whatever you have to do. I support you.
Also partner support, baby. Yeah.
The like ultimate people. Life hack. The ultimate Seriously. Life hack. I say all the time, I make crazy business decisions every day. The best decision and the most important decision of my life is who I chose to marry and who I chose to be the father of my children.
Oh my God. Chills. Okay. Jesus.
The most important.
My previous episode is about relationships Aww. And like kind of talking to my sister about her previous relationships and like talking to everyone as an older sister.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I'm like, you need your partner to support you as Absolutely. A cheerleader. And this is living proof of like, Absolutely. You gotta be there for me. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Anyway, I love that.
I'm stopping sidebar. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. Sorry.
And so essentially I was like, I'm just going to figure it out. Like yeah. there's a way to figure it out. B2Q. It's going to suck. I'm sure I'm going to get kicked in the face. And so I went and started our first chiropractic office. And then from there, it was like truly investing in people who were farther ahead of me. Like, how do I do this? How do I get patients in the door? How do I create an online brand? And really just trying and failing and never giving up. And it was like, okay, well, this is turning into something successful. And then from that point on, my husband left his position. He went and opened his own office. And now we have 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And now I coach other people on how to do it.
Oh my God. And you're probably looking at my posture right now. Like, oh, I need a crack your back. Just kidding. I went to the chiro.
No,
today,
you are so great. Pretty good.
But that is amazing. I mean, and you say it fast, but it didn't happen overnight.
It did not happen fast. No. In fact, like from the time we graduated, it actually was in 2015.
Oh yeah.
So it's been a 10-year journey. Like that's a long time. It's a lot of self-discovery. It's a lot of figuring out what I like, what I don't like, figuring out like, okay, you know, and then for whether you're in corporate or whether you have your own business, like you start making more money, it doesn't solve your problems if you're not dealing with what's inside and the feelings that you're having. And so I think for a lot of times, especially when we're sold at that, college level and they're like, okay, just get out, get a good job and make money, or just go start your business, make money, cover your bills. It's like, cool. That's only one part of the equation.
Yeah. Well, what are the other parts?
So the other parts are discovered? Like doing something that lights your freaking soul on fire. Like people ask me all the time, like how Steph, you're managing a toddler. I have the most beautiful son. Yeah. His name is Jethro James, bright blonde hair.
What a beautiful name.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, and blonde hair.
Yes, he is his little stud. We say all the time, like we're in so much trouble. but you know, navigating being a mom, because I want to be a super present mom and being there for my husband and then being there for this huge team of people. Then all the clients.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you navigate all that? And I'm like, because every single day I wake up and I'm on fire for life.
Oh,
like I am so aligned with my soul's purpose. It does not feel like work. And when you can tap into that and you can come to that and you realize like, wow, every day I'm excited to wake up. That's when you know you're in alignment, figuratively, physically, everything. And so what happened was, to transition kind of from being in the office, taking care of patients 12 hours a day, you know, it was lighting my soul up, but I also knew that I wanted to have a family. And I'm like, okay, I can't really be stuck in this office 12 hours a day. I need to be at home a little bit more. And so I have to figure out how to remove myself and kind of work on scaling myself out of this business that I created. And what happened was, is I have this exercise that I love to do. It's like called the perfect day. Like if today was my perfect day, how would I wake up? Mm. Who would be next to me? How would I spend my time? What's the weather? What am I eating? And like down to like the nitty gritty, right? Mm-hmm. And a few days went by and I was like, wow, I'm not doing my perfect day. It's like, okay, some days we're going to have crappy days.
Yeah, that's inevitable. Right. However.
But yeah. Like enough days went by that I was like, damn, I'm not in alignment with what I'm supposed to be doing, because I wouldn't say that I've had a perfect day in a long time, or even aspects of my perfect day.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I need to change. And so I really built up my team and I was like, okay, I'm going to step out. And then like any good entrepreneur, I was like, oh my God, I have all this free time. I should start another business.
Oh, yep. Yep. Psycho projector. Yep. Yep. Okay. Sounds aligned.
Literally. And you know, as a projector, like people always come to you with their problems, no matter what. Like you cannot even ask. And they're like, what do you think about this?
Yep.
So I've been solving problems my whole life, right?
Mm-hmm. I always say, what's my passion? Problem solving. That's literally what I say. I love working with businesses that have a problem. I love working with people that have a problem.
Yes.
Because I'm like, oh, I can help you.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is so funny. That's the projector power. This is so bizarre. I hadn't thought about all this through human design with Maggie, because Maggie did my human design, who's also been on the podcast. Anyway. That is bizarre.
It's all
so you started, you're like, might as well bump it up. Let's do it again.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, people are already coming to me with their business problems. They saw the success my husband and I were having. They're like, can you help? And I'm like, absolutely. And so then I was like, okay, I'm going to launch this coaching company. I'm going to launch a podcast, that sort of thing. And it took off like wildfire because of, I think, I'm talking about the stuff that people want to talk about. So I can help you with all the strategy, but also like if I give you the best business advice in the world and you're not right within, like you're not going to apply it. It's never going to feel good. You're never going to have all the love and happiness that you truly want because of what's happening inside. And so for me, that's why like say I'm really a mindset coach. I'm definitely a business coach. I can definitely help you make more money, but I can help you rewrite your entire story on what's playing in your head over and over, because you have to live with yourself.
Yeah.
And this truly came up for me. I remember it was like 2017. I'm sitting at a Tony Robbins concert.
Yep.
A concert. It feels like a concert.
It is kind of a little bit.
There's like 15,000 people in there. And it was just this exercise of, you know, I wasn't really there for anything. I just wanted to better myself.
Yeah.
I've always been into self-development and I'm like, okay, what's coming up for me? Like I didn't have relationship issues, didn't really have business issues. Like my bills were covered. We were profitable. And it was just this aspect also of self-love. And it was like, anytime the voice in my head or like the noise gets a little quiet and I'm stuck with the voice in my head, it's something negative. Wow. And I was like, my husband has said to me before, if anybody treated you the way that you treat and speak to yourself, I would literally like hurt them.
No, seriously. Physically. It would be so beyond inappropriate and rude.
And so that was kind of like the start of my self-love journey. And then diving into motherhood, there's a whole different version of yourself that's born when that happens. And I just realized that it was like, oh, I've done all this work, but there's still this mindset belief that I have that I'm not good enough or that I'm not worthy enough or things like that. And so when I started diving into that, like my whole world shifted.
I can't even imagine diving into that. Your first layer of like sitting in 2017, what did you do? Because you're realizing, and I think a lot of us realize, like that person in my head is not very nice. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know how to tell them to shut the fuck up because sometimes they come in
unexpectedly.
inconvenient time. And you're like, excuse me, why the hell are you shitting on me? Mm-hmm. And it's you and you versus you. So what does someone even start to do? Like first step number one, or maybe step one or through three, when they realize I have a serious problem of the way that I speak to myself.
I think first is just like being aware, right?
Okay.
Sometimes that voice is so consistent and you've been born with that voice. Maybe you've heard that voice from somebody else and it's been passed down to you. So you don't even know that it's abnormal, right? Yeah. And so I think it's just getting super honest with yourself. And when you do say something negative about yourself or like, I suck, that was bad, I'm fat, I'm ugly, whatever the track is that you're playing in your head, you know, and just being like, ooh, okay, that's interesting. Why did I say that? Huh, I should not say that next time. Just being aware of it. And that's really where my journey started. Cause I was like, why is that voice saying something 5 or 6 times a day?
Yeah.
Like that's bad. Like I'm going to punch that voice in the face.
Literally punch him.
And then after that, it's also like, okay, you know, we probably don't have enough time to dive into generational trauma and that sort of thing.
Yes.
But you know, our environments impact the way we think and the way that we feel. And so it's like, okay, is this my voice or is this another voice that I've heard somebody saying to themselves or potentially to me? And it was like, okay, I need to have uplifting people around me as well. That's like so important, especially as I know a lot of your listeners are, you know, younger women, and it's like who you surround yourself with matters so much. Listening to this podcast and like coming and getting inspired and like just feeling that connection. There is nothing more important in this lifetime than connection and love.
Yes.
And that includes connection and love with yourself.
Oh my God. Well, that's what I think why I was kind of living inauthentically prior to like this new season and direction I'm going even to is because I wanted everybody to love themselves. And then I wasn't loving on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're preaching so much, but you're not like living it fully to your truth.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why even the retreat was so like, it was a turning point in my life because I had to spend so much time with myself that it was unsettling. And I was actually not afraid of the retreat. I was afraid of time with myself.
Absolutely.
That is like, whoa, like slaps you in the face, like silly.
Yeah. You're like, what's wrong with me?
Literally. And then you're listening and you're like, wow, that's not nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking about you or with you about this before. Sorry guys. I woke up at like 5 a.m. Didn't sleep, had a cat attack my head, by the way,
in case you didn't hear.
But I'm like, why am I telling myself all these stories when I've proven myself wrong every single time?
Yes.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That I still continue to tell
evidence
of
how great and amazing and talented you are, but you're still committed to this old story that's like so deep in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important because I also find that like as women, we do this a lot, but we will stack evidence of the opposite thing.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody will be like, you're so great, right? Or like, God, Sid, you're so talented. And you're like, yeah, but I didn't do this. Like you are searching for the evidence because you need it to be there to hang on to.
Oh my God. That's so messed up.
We're
so messed up. And you know what that doesn't attract? Abundance.
Definitely does not.
That energy is totally rejecting to abundance. When we're talking to these women and men that are out there, of course, that are listening, I appreciate you guys. Don't worry. I know you're there. I see you. I see you sneaking around over there. How do we start to live a lifestyle that like does attract abundance? Because, okay, now you've addressed, you know, you've got not nice thoughts coming in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of this like an energetic behavior of like, we want to attract all these good things and all of this, but we're stuck in a cycle of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
How does one even start to live in a better cycle to attract that abundance and that lifestyle that they're hoping for, or maybe hoping's out there?
I think it's being mindful of who you surround yourself with. And then it's also
number one, for sure.
Number one, no matter what, because that you're going to either be stuck there or you're going to propel forward with people who are doing big things, right? Mm-hmm. And doing things that are aligned with their soul. And so then it's getting super honest with yourself. Like, am I doing things and am I showing up as the highest level of myself? Mm-hmm. So when I decided to leave my job, I was complaining every day about how bad this was. And I was like, that's not the highest version of myself.
No.
Complaining and negativity, like, dampens your vibration so much.
Oh my God.
And so I'm like, well, that's not the highest version of myself. If I want to become the highest version of myself, I have to follow this principle of be, do, have. So I have to be that person in this moment now, even if I don't want to do what I have to or have the things that I think I'm going to have at that future level. So even somebody like looking to find a relationship, you have to be the person that's willing to receive love, to be able to show love, to show up for yourself, to love yourself in order to attract that. And it starts with the being.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to do, and then you're going to have exactly what you want. But so often people are like, I'm doing the thing. I'm going and working out and I'm eating healthy and I'm taking care of myself. But they haven't gotten that level deeper to just show up and be that they're never going to get the thing that they want the most.
That's like the truest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
Yeah.
Because that's how you fall off habits.
Mm-hmm.
And I also will attest, like, I don't want anyone listening to be like, oh my God, that shit, that's me. It's me too.
Yeah.
I was doing all the things, and also related to health, like I'm drinking the tea. Like I'm doing all of these things. I'm going to the gym. Well, guess what? I fell off because I wasn't like having any reflection of like, what's filling my cup?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I rushing around? What is making me feel like suffocated where I want to just do instead of like actually understand why I'm moving my body, why I'm drinking tea? I wasn't sleeping. So even any of my doing
was not
applying.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter if you're not sleeping. Why wasn't I sleeping? I was anxious. Why am I anxious? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not being nice to myself.
You might not be aligned and being aligned. Your most authentic self.
Exactly. Because I also was showing up like, oh, whatever. Yeah. Like I told you before this, I'm a yes man, which is something I'm healing currently.
Yeah.
Like saying yes to a billion quadrillion things. And then I would love to everyone to hear this. Open your ears if you're a people pleaser. I opened my eyes and it was a year later and I had not accomplished any of the things mostly that I had wanted to accomplish. Like my list had gone from like 75 things to 73 things. Mm-hmm. Because what did I do that whole entire year? Spent time with everybody else for everybody else, not showing up authentically as myself, not even knowing where my authentic self wanted to go because I didn't have any time to reflect on that.
To sit down and ask yourself.
Literally. And that right there is the why you choose yourself. Because when you choose other people and you do everything for everybody else, if that's your kryptonite or you're just an extremely negative thinker, there's kind of like both or, you know, two different things, you will not attract abundance.
Absolutely not. Because you're not vibrating at the level that allows for it to happen.
No.
Like everything is energy. Money is energy. Love is energy. All of that vibrates on each other. It's like before we sat down, you know, we were chatting and I'm like, yeah, Callan and I just kind of vibe the same way. You're like, yeah, I totally see it. So mm-hmm. it makes sense. High vibe people attract other high vibe people.
Totally.
So that's why the number one is you got to get your circle right mm-hmm. because you're not going to be able to attract really cool people like Sid as friends if you're around a bunch of people who are complaining and miserable in their everyday life, right?
And it doesn't flow. Like,
no.
Tell me what you feel like when you leave a friend. Or leave, you know, a parent even.
Totally.
Who has been like negative Nancy the entire time you're with them, spending time with them. Then your vibration is just shit. And then what, you're going to go home and do something productive
exactly.
for yourself?
Exactly. And be inspiring? No, not at all. Yeah. You're going to go home okay. and doom scroll.
Yeah, literally doom scroll yeah. or Love is Blind.
Yep.
Sorry. Watched it all. I did that. No shade. No shade. I really liked it. I loved watching the people from Minnesota on there. And I'm not going to lie. No, I think it's huge because we talked about in the beginning, like rewriting your story. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people can't even envision their life any different because they can't do a lot of introspection and reflection. Mm-hmm. But when you started to rewrite your story, it was uncomfortable.
Totally.
Right? Can you talk about just that like vision and, you know, you're talking about wanting abundance, but like as somebody now that's through it, mm-hmm. looking back, you probably wish you could have told your younger self a lot of things during that time.
Yeah, I think for one, just for some context, even more so too, like I had amazing family that always loved me. My parents were divorced very young. Yeah. I grew up in the middle of nowhere in the Midwest, and both my parents suffered from alcoholism and addiction.
Oh, wow.
And so there was not a white picket fence for a childhood. Much like there was lots of love. I was told I was loved. I was told I was smart. Like I was very much built up, but there wasn't a lot of stability. And so even really, you know, wanting to rewrite that story of like, there was also a lot of trauma and a lot of pain. Mm. I want to live this big, beautiful, abundant life. And I want to give so much to other people. Like, I think being benevolent and giving is one of the most beautiful things that you can do. And for myself, it was like, okay, how can I completely rewrite this so that anybody who comes into contact with me leaves a better person? Because that's truly how we get to where we want to go. It's truly how we attract more abundance. Like if we're lifting everybody else up around us, we will be able to vibrate higher and attract everything that we want.
Absolutely.
I think if I was looking back and I was talking to that 21-year-old version of myself, I would say like, don't be attached to the timeline. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, I was like, I have to go to school. I have to get married. I have to have a kid. I have to do this. I have to make X. I need to do this. And it was like, if it didn't happen in my timeline, I became disgruntled.
Mm, yes.
When I released the timeline, things happened way quicker than you can even imagine. Like so much more abundance, so many beautiful synchronicities started happening in my life where it's like, you know, opportunities are just falling in your lap and maybe the universe is screaming at you for something.
Why are you looking at me like that? Just kidding.
It's like, oh, this is what alignment feels like. This is what like my life's purpose feels like. And I do think when you listen to that inner voice and that intuition that's kind of trying to guide you, whether it's in a job or whether it's with friends or whether it's in love, you know, when you listen to that inner intuition, everything starts working out for you and you're not really worried about the timeline. You're like, oh, I'm here. I'm in the present and everything that I want wants me to, and it's coming and it's just a matter of when.
Timeline and to-do lists are kind of like same, similar in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with you. It's like, you have to start listening, but this is a new concept for me. Like mm-hmm. truly it is. And I think a ton of people out there can relate to, but if it falls off my timeline, shit's going to hit the fan. Mm-hmm. Same thing with a to-do list. If your nose that, you know, deep in a to-do list all the time, just like, okay, one thing after the other, after the other, after the other, good luck listening.
And you're not allowing any magic in.
Nothing.
Like when you are so committed to this path and there's no room for fun. There's no room for flexibility. I'll tell you the story, said so.
Oh, I love this.
My son was maybe a year old and, my husband and I had a Friday afternoon lunch. We live like 5 minutes from the beach in Jersey. Oh, and we're like, okay, we're going to go to the beach. And I'm like sitting there answering emails. He's in the water. He's jumping around. And I literally just had to like be like a come to Jesus moment with myself. I'm like, Stephanie, go jump in the ocean with your fucking husband.
Literally.
Have fun. Let your, cause I was like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this thing later. I got to record content. I don't want my hair and makeup to get messed up and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it's Friday afternoon in a beautiful August day. Go jump in the fucking ocean.
Isn't that so liberating though when you
do it? Yes, but that timeline that I got to get these projects done. I got to do this to-do list. Like it removes any magic that could potentially come into your life when you're so focused on all of that.
God, that's like the truest story I've ever heard in my whole life. I'm ruining my hair and makeup.
Yeah, what?
Why don't you live a little bit? Yes. Didn't you just do it? Can't you do it again?
Yes.
It's crazy what we cause in the stories that we tell ourselves about like what we have to do in this order, in this way. And like, no, I can't work out at that time because if I do that, then I have to do this with my hair. You're like, holy shit, live your life.
Live a little, yeah.
Live your life. How the hell are you supposed to, I don't know, have something fall into your lap or cross paths with somebody you weren't maybe expecting to cross paths with if you don't ever leave your little circle of like repetition or let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's letting go of the control.
Abundance actually is letting go. Mm-hmm. Abundance is like, take a breath on the to-do list. Mm-hmm. Take a breath on the timeline. Jesus. I mean, I feel like I'm talking to myself a little bit. I'm like, whatever.
That's don't worry. Fine. We're doing your coaching session after this.
I know. Literally, Steph was talking to me and I was like, yep. Uh-huh. You need to help me. And she's like, what? I'm like, you need to help me. And I kept saying, I'm like, you can help me if you can. No, it's so funny because I think a part of my transition even right now is like, I know that I want to live this certain life, but like some things are not aligned right now, you know? So it's just very difficult when you're like, but I thought that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you're told in school and you have to have the strict 9-to-5 that looks like this. And that's the only thing you should have. And like anything else, you know, is so risky. You could lose everything. And then I'm looking at Steph and I'm like, you help people build and you're building things and you do it all. And you have abundance. That's for freaking sure. And you have fun.
And fun, yeah.
And that's like the key word is you have fun and you have a life and you're a mom. And it's possible. Lord of mercy. Lord, Lord, Lord. Good
and
Lord.
And that's one of the things too that I think I had to really come to terms with when I wanted to become a mom is I was like, we are taught growing up, you can be this dedicated career woman or you could be a mom. You could be a supportive spouse or you could be alone and be really successful. You could have a husband that loved you or you could have a husband that was hot. And I just like was not about to buy into that narrative. I'm like, I want every single thing on that list. And then shit that I can't even think of. Like there's so much good experiences out there that I've never even dreamed of because I've never seen them before. But like, hell yeah, bring them to me. Like I'm excited for that, you know?
Your mindset is everything. And I think like what we're learning obviously is like mindset equals like a better life for yourself. But there's so many people out there that have had stories like yours or like a background that is not a beautiful background, right? I mean, there's beauty in your background, of course, but like they would consider it struggles or hard.
And that's why like, I will often say like, I don't care how hard your life is.
Yep.
I really don't because there's somebody out there that has had it harder than you, that has went through something that you can't even fathom and has came out on top and on the other side of it and made impact, has fallen in love, has done something amazing with their life. Like that's why I know every single one of us is far more capable of achieving anything that we want that we can't even comprehend the amount of potential that we have.
I completely agree. What would be the biggest piece of advice that you'd give somebody who's listening right now, knowing where they are, knowing that they're maybe in the corporate 9-to-5, which is also exactly where they want to be, or maybe it's not where they want to be, maybe in a not great relationship or not in a relationship at all, which is totally cool. And just kind of wondering what their future looks like.
if you can get quiet with yourself, mm-hmm. like you said, and you can sit and you can allow what your soul wants and what it truly desires, not what it thinks everybody else wants for mm-hmm. themselves, not what your parents want for you, what you truly want. And it's okay if you don't know, because for a lot of us, because we don't create the space to figure it out, we don't know.
Yeah.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with you if you don't know, but just get quiet. Ask yourself that question every day. What do I want? Is this part of my perfect day? Am I aligned with the way that I'm acting and the way that I'm showing up? Am I being my highest self? And the answers will start to come through if you get quiet enough. And so often I know for me, especially as an achiever, I'm like, I have to know the how. Mm-hmm. Somebody tell me what to do, I'll do it. Like, I just want a plan. And it's like, there's similar to what we said, there's no magic that happens when you're that much of a control freak
and high strung
and that dialed in, and there's no magic that happens, but you're also ignoring the voice from within that's telling mm-hmm. you exactly what you need to do. You're just drowning it out by being busy and doing what everybody else wants. And so if there was any piece of advice I would have, no matter where you're at in life, what you're trying to call in is that next manifestation or call in more abundance, it's like, just get super, super quiet with yourself. Ask, is this truly what I want? Do I like this? Does this feel good? Mm-hmm. And come back to that like gut feeling, and you're going to have all the answers and clarity that you truly need.
I think when you talked about in the beginning about your perfect day, and even if that perfect day visualization happens when you get quiet too, like comparing them side by side of this is what I'm doing right now. What am I feeling? Like all those journal prompts mm-hmm. that you're talking about right now, get a piece of paper, get a pen, start writing. And then on another piece of paper, talk yourself through your perfect day, whether it be a now perfect day, like if you could envision your life, or if you have to think, okay, my life in 2 or 5 years from now, what does it look like? My perfect day in that timeline.
And there's probably some of what you're currently doing that's on there.
100%.
Like a workout, a morning Pilates class.
Yeah.
Like you still want to be doing that. Cool. How much of what you don't want to be doing is on your current to-do list?
I think people just can't fathom being able to have the life that they want. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's we are thinking that we don't deserve it. I don't know if it's we've never seen it happen in an example of like our parents or mm-hmm. somebody around us who's a mentor. I don't know the answer, but I think part of what even my own problem was, or people that I know that have issues with this, is that I didn't even know it was possible that I could live a better life mm-hmm. because I didn't know what that looked like.
Absolutely.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it's so hard to dream up something you've never actually experienced. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's like one of the things that I used to do before we started having any success, I couldn't afford it to stay in like, let's say a Four Seasons or a Ritz-Carlton. Like those rooms are expensive, right?
Yeah. Owie.
But what I would do is I would go into like the very bougie hotel lobby bar, and I would sit there and I would order a cappuccino mm-hmm. or a glass of champagne because I could afford that. And so I would go in and I would try it on for size. What would it feel like if I was staying at a hotel like this? Oh. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, I like the way that feels. That's something that I want in my future version of myself. Or I would be like, hey, I want to pay to go to this workout class, and maybe I can't afford to do it every day, but I like the way that I feel when I go there. Maybe someday I'll have a personal trainer that comes to my house and does it.
Okay.
And so like when you're trying to envision that perfect day or this big, grand, beautiful life, it's like, just go try things on for size. Like I want to be able to walk into Nordstrom and buy any dress that I want, despite what it costs, you know?
Or go to revolve.com and buy something.
Anything.
Because I'm like, holy shite, that is $1,000 dress. What the fuck? Literally, what the fuck?
Totally.
But like, able to do that.
There's a reality where it exists where you could go on there and buy whatever dress you want.
Yeah. Which is just bizarre in my brain. It's sad though that it's bizarre in my brain and our brains. Like it's sad that we don't think that we deserve that or mm-hmm. that we can't see that. When you've got yours side by side, you've got your what you were doing mm-hmm. and then you've got your, or for anybody that's doing this, your vision now, how do we connect those? I mean, you're talking about like getting quiet, listening to yourself, but like, okay, now you've listened, you're like, okay, I don't want to be doing what I'm doing. What
is, so the first thing is, yeah, you start taking off the things, the small things,
okay,
the easy decisions, where it's like, I don't really like that I scroll TikTok for an hour and felt like shit about myself after. Cool. We can eliminate that. That's easy. Mm-hmm. Things like breaking up with people, changing your friend group, maybe like you want to go on a sober curious journey, whatever it is, those are bigger decisions, or they're not necessarily bigger. They just feel a little scarier.
Yep.
And so it's like, you have to remove the easy stuff, take immediate action, because you'll feel so much better about yourself.
Get a little confidence.
Exactly. Build some confidence, build some stamina. You're like, okay, I got this. And then you have to start looking at those bigger decisions and be like, okay, the version of myself 5 years from now, what are they going to think and feel if they're still doing what's on this current list? And if it's not super fucking thrilled, then I need to take action today to remove it.
Damn. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the relationship also with yourself. How are you talking to yourself? Because that's a part of it too. It's like right now I don't spend any time with myself. Let's say you wrote in your thing. I don't spend any time with myself. I don't want the quiet time. I'm not treating my body like a temple. You know, you say, or you're the online shopper that wants to buy all the face masks and have the red light mask and, you know, do the body rolling, you know, whatever, like, and you're not doing any of it. That's also like was my truth too. I'm like speaking my truth as well, like applying so that I can have everybody reflect too. But it's like, I wanted to be the person that loved self-care, but I wasn't doing
any of it.
They're all sitting right there in the corner of my room.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I just, I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why am I not giving myself that time? I'm giving everything, everybody else my time. And I'm literally not even giving myself 5 minutes at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that so it's is like messed up.
That has to be an immediate action step that you take. That's literally, and we are busy girlies.
Yes, we are.
So it has to get scheduled on the calendar. But I literally, well, same. I literally have to have it scheduled. Red light, journal, quiet time.
I'm not even joking you. Wait, let me see what mine is because I literally just put this on here. I was telling them that last week in my episode that Jordan got my calendar all like figured out. Look at this. Wait,
that's I'm amazing. Trying to click it.
Red light like mask and journal.
Projector power, baby.
Projectors, baby. Oh my God. What I feel like people are hearing, and I hope people are hearing, is that the little things are what matters for the big things.
Absolutely.
And I've never seen that more clear in my life and in other people's lives, in the successful people I'm surrounding myself with, in being with you and Callan and all these amazing people, is that the little things are truly what build the big things. And I never thought that was true. I was like, oh yeah, leave your job tomorrow and boom and change and then get out of that relationship, boom, change. But it's like, but how is your relationship with self? Yeah. So I appreciate you that hearing or coming from you. Jeez, my brain is like, I'm fried, you guys. Like, this is not good. No bueno. But I appreciate it coming from you who's like seeing so much success and working with people and you even going with these business owners, like big people building big things and being like,
this is the still the problem. It doesn't matter how much money you make.
I don't know how many times we're going to have this conversation.
Yes.
Like you got to look at inward. So remember too, that wherever you are, you know, business owner or not, like person coming out of school, person in a job they don't love, you're no different than those people. Like they just chose to look inward and make a different decision than you are right now. And you have the power to do that if you want to do that.
Absolutely.
You are in power. Like, oh my word. Before we wrap, I want you talked about picking your, like the most amazing partner in your life. And can you just talk to us a little bit about that? Because you're a mom, you're married, you've got businesses, you're busy AF. You talk about having the importance of an like amazing, amazing partner. What would you share about that? Learnings, suggestions,
oh my gosh,
for my girlies.
There's so much
there.
I could talk about my husband for hours.
He's
he's the best. You know, for us, we were literally best friends. We were best friends and he chased me for 2 years. So girls, there needs to be a little bit of chase or they're going to get bored. I'm just saying. So you can't just like, you know, fall in love overnight. Okay. You got to like, make them work for it.
Yeah.
But we joke, like he literally chased me for 2 years. He was super adamant. And I think for us, everything that we have built and like, you know, before we were chatting, like we are a true rags to riches story. Both of us, we both came from not a lot. We both worked our asses off our whole life to get to where we are. And now we live this big, beautiful life. But at the foundation of everything that we created together, it was love and trust and respect.
Yeah.
You will not catch me saying a negative thing about him, even if I just like got so annoyed with him. Same thing with him. Like I could be like annoying the crap out of him and he'll be like, my wife's incredible. And so that's just not publicly, like even behind doors, we don't talk poorly to each other, you know?
What would the point be?
Like, yeah. And you know, like, of course we have disagreements and there's things like we're individuals. We're not always going to agree on everything, but at the core of everything we do, there's a ton of love and trust. And I don't think you can have a beautiful relationship without that. And for us too, we have always prioritized our marriage. Always. So it was really important to us, even when our son was born, like we are both obsessed head over heels in love with him. And we still prioritize date nights. And yeah. I know that sounds cliche. All the parents talk about that, but it's like, no, we will take 24 hours and go away overnight, like go to New York City, get a room, mm-hmm. stay just to connect and talk, because we don't get to talk that much in our regular yeah. life, or we have a 3-year-old screaming at us, you know? And yeah. so it's like, okay, what can we do just to get back to those two broke kids that were mm-hmm. walking down the street and like holding hands and just talking, because that's truly where we feel the most connected. And ultimately, like, absolute unconditional love and support no matter what. Yeah. We are playing at a high level inside a business, and there's so many levels above us, and I'm like so excited to build and get there together.
But you're going.
But we're going, baby. And one of the things for us that we had to learn early on is like, we're playing a different game than a lot of people. There can't be any grudges. Like, there's times where one of us has maybe made a bad business decision. I don't yeah. hold a grudge. He doesn't hold a grudge, because it's like, we're building this life together.
There's no time for that.
There's no time for that. And honestly, at the heart of everything we do, we're trying to make the life better for each other, for our family, for our children, you know? So how can we do this together? And honestly, just being married to your best friend is one of the best life gifts I feel like you can give yourself.
Yeah.
And also, like I said earlier, one of the most important, because having children really shakes the foundation. It's not just you two anymore. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. For both of us, we're managing huge teams. He's an entrepreneur as well. So like, we got a lot of stress on our plate. We yeah. have to make sure we're taking care of ourselves and prioritizing our marriage, because it's really easy to say everything else is more important.
God, always, right? Yeah, you have to prioritize that. I mean, it doesn't matter, kid or not. I mean, you have to make sure the foundation is still stable.
Absolutely.
Man, that's so, I mean, it's so insightful even talking about having your best friend be your person, mm-hmm. because so many people, like, truly looking at the partners that you've talked to in the past, or maybe your current partner, who are they? Mm-hmm. Like, are they truly to the core a good person on your standards? Like, mm-hmm. are they your person?
Yeah. Do your values your best aligned?
Friend? Literally.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is, in the dating world, at first, you know, like, you flip the book open, you're like, okay, cool, they're hot. Got it. Cool.
Check.
They're within my, you know, city, they're my age yep. group, or whatever age group you prefer. And then, do they like me?
Are they texting me?
Are they texting me? And then what about, are they aligned in anything that you like to do? Mm-hmm. Like, are you like conforming to what their life is? Because if you do that now, that you're going on their trajectory, baby. Yep. Like, that is not your single trajectory. So I just think, I know dating is tough. I know it is a wild, wild west out there. And I know that even if you're in something, you might be maybe talking to yourself and be like, I know that this isn't it, but I'm scared to be alone, or I'm totally. Scared to leave.
But that's one of those hard discussions and that's decisions. Yeah. That's on that perfect day. Like, is your partner waking you up and saying, good morning, beautiful, and handing you an organic latte? If that's on your perfect yep. day and your current partner isn't doing that, like, we got to switch our partner.
Honey, Jordan is not into coffee. Doesn't drink coffee. Doesn't do coffee. You know what he said? He goes, I got us a trip to Arizona for your birthday, and we'll go get a cute coffee when we land.
Thank you. Music to my ears.
You guys, I was dating assholes before this.
Yeah.
Horrible people. And I looked in the mirror and was like, whoa, what the hell was I thinking? That's on me for not being truthful with myself.
Totally.
So I'm telling you, it exists. I'm telling you, take the risk. I'm telling you, let the universe talk to you, universe, God, source, whoever the hell it is for you. You gotta just be open and be honest with yourself. I know it's so much easier said than done, being, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna be out of a relationship, make all these amazing decisions, like leave this, leave that, change this, change that. I promise you, one little thing at a time, life will hand you lemons, and there'll be so much lemonade to make, you won't even know what to do.
You won't even know what to do. You'll
have to make a lemonade stand.
Drowning in lemonade.
Yeah, literally.
Lemonade bass.
Swimming in it. Oh my God. Okay. This has been freaking incredible.
So much fun.
You are a powerhouse. I mean, she has a podcast. You can tell, right? Like, we're like banter McGee over here. Where can they find you first? And then I'm going to ask you one more question. Just shout yourself out on your handles.
Yeah, I hang out the most on Instagram. And my podcast is The Wealthy Practitioner. And then my personal page is Dr. Steph Wigner.
Yes. Okay. She's amazing. Go follow her on both things. It's very, you're incredible. You do all the things. You're super mom. You've got the business. You've got it all going on. Anything else that you want to leave this crew with? Like, anything, even, I know we talked already to our younger self, so maybe it's not that question, but that you want these people to know, or want them to cheer themselves on with any tool.
You will never regret investing in yourself, whether that's in your health, whether that's in your mental capacity, whether that's in your self-development. Like, you are the best return on your investment. So anytime you invest in yourself, you are setting yourself up for the long game, and it's going to take you so far in this life.
Wow. Invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Holy shit. I'm in the process too. It's not, it's never going to stop. It's going to be ever evolving.
It's ever evolving.
So don't think like you get over one hump.
You do it one time and that's it.
Woo! On yep. the other side of that little tiny rock. Well, guess what? There's a boulder coming your way and then a mountain after that. But it gets easier as you do repetitions.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. You're the best. Crew, if you're hearing this, we're still getting ready to have an event, and I wish Steph was here because Steph would be there in a heartbeat, but she will be out of town back in Jersey. So too bad. So sad. However, we're getting together on April 5th and it's going to be incredible. So many founders, so many women, so many expanders, like we're talking about, changing your circle, getting around people who think bigger. You don't have to be a business owner to be there. You don't even have to want a business to be there. I'm talking about just being around big thinkers. And that's what April 5th is for. So if you're listening and you're in Minnesota, I would love to have you sign up in my bio. It's called Head in the Clouds because we're big dreamers and we're dreaming right now. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited. I don't really have anything else for you. Merch is about to be absolutely like taken over. So if you haven't ordered your hoodie,
I literally am getting some of this merch.
Okay?
It's so cute.
It's so fun. I'm like, it feels like me and my core. So I'm like, oh, I love it. But I appreciate you. I love you as always, Steph. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You're incredible. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.